Looking at a Category 2 non-recurring services example, a consortium of multiple school districts has successfully completed its competitive bidding process to provide access points for their members. This included posting the FCC Form 470, waiting at least 28 days, and then selecting a winning bidder. The consortium lead is concerned that installation of the access points will not be complete in time for the start of school. In this case, the consortium may start their installation schedule on or after April 1st, prior to the start of the funding year. This can help ensure that the access points are installed in time to meet their needs. However, similar to Category 1 non-recurring services, if the consortium chooses to go ahead before the receipt of the funding commitment decision letter, they assume the risk that their funding requests may be denied or reduced. Also similar to Category 1 services, E-rate invoices for Category 2 services cannot be paid until the start of the funding year.